This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. House Speaker Mike Johnson says he's disappointed, but he says we'll come up with a solution. Last night, the House said no to his bill to temporarily fund the government. The AP's Haya Penjwani has the latest.
On this vote, the yeas are 202, the nays are 220, two voting present. The bill is not passed.
The legislation that failed would have linked temporary government funding with a mandate that states require proof of citizenship when people register to vote. Democrats overwhelmingly opposed the measure. Earlier in the day, Johnson spoke to reporters advocating in favor of the bill.
We're going to responsibly fund the government, and we're going to stop non-citizens voting in elections.
Lawmakers need to approve a stopgap measure to prevent a partial shutdown when the new fiscal year begins October 1st. Haya Penjwani, Washington.
Authorities think they have found the body of Joseph Couch, the man suspected of shooting and wounding five people on a Kentucky interstate on September 7th. No word yet on a cause of death. Overseas now, tensions are rising in the Middle East. Israel's defense minister says they are in a new phase of the war. This after walkie-talkies exploded in Lebanon on Wednesday in a second wave of attacks targeting devices, a day after pagers used by Hezbollah blew up. What's the White House think? National Security Spokesman John Kirby.
Looking at the last couple of days, it's just a little too soon to know what kind of impact those incidents are going to have in the region writ large, particularly when it comes to the tensions up at the border with Lebanon. On the ceasefire deal and trying to get both sides back to the table, we're still working at that.
A new AP poll finds voters see Vice President Harris slightly more favorably lately. Donald Trump's favorability ratings are holding steady. A new AP poll. This is AP News. Now to the presidential inauguration, sort of.
Work has begun on an inauguration stage at the Capitol. Congressional leaders from both parties hammered in the first nails of the project. The last stage became part of the Capitol riot. There was no direct mention of the attack. Minnesota Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar pointed out the importance of this work.
The peaceful transfer of power.
Earlier, Speaker Mike Johnson took aim at Democrats for describing Donald Trump as a threat to democracy, but also called on everybody to scale back their attacks.
So let's have a vigorous debate on the policy differences, on the records. But let's turn the rhetoric down because we're not going to be able to sustain that.
Workers who were putting finishing touches almost 4 years ago had to quickly get out as supporters of Donald Trump closed in. They later had to clean up the debris and rebuild parts of the stage. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.